Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transform, a podcast redefining self-care through simple fitness, nutrition, and mindset habits. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, certified personal trainer, Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a busy working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained until I took action on my own transformation journey. I finally found the solutions to feeling confident and living a healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard, and now I'm on a mission to equip you with sustainable tools to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health and fitness into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but daily actions that light you up instead. So if you're ready to redefine self-care and step into your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 146 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. This is part two of our four-part fitness series. I am so excited to chat all things Peloton with you today. I can't wait. But hey, before we get into today's episode with my friend Melissa from Moms of Peloton, I want to remind you that Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp starts tomorrow. Yes, that's Tuesday, April 12th. I'll be going live in the Facebook community on Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern. And I just shared this and you're the first to know. I'm also going to go live on Instagram as well, just to get more folks the information out there for Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp. It's such a transformative 3-day workshop. And I don't take up a lot of your time because, girl, I know you're busy. But we're going to go through 3 days of helping you come out with some small wins to start making your own healthy habits work in your life. So, of course, we do that through a lens of habit strategy. You know, I could geek out on habit strategy all day long. So day one, we'll just talk about a simple habit method to just start taking action. Day two, we'll talk a little bit more about why we aren't really taking care of our basic needs and redefining what self-care really means to you. Then day three, we'll talk about why we are so resistant to change and one of the most powerful ways to get unstuck no matter what season you're in. Now, like I said, I decided to go live on Instagram as well during this workshop, because I am celebrating 100,000 downloads of the Self-Transformed podcast. I am so incredibly grateful for all of you for listening. The growth this past year in itself has been explosive. And honestly, I think that's because of my rebranding and also hiring a coach and getting some help. I was able to get there a lot quicker versus getting there by myself. So come join Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp, 12 p.m. Eastern. You can catch the replay in the Facebook community for those 3 days. On Friday the 15th, I will be taking it down. Because it's just a one-time thing. I only do it every quarter, and we'll be doing a giveaway for each day. You have to comment during the live or the replays, and I'll have some bonus entries in the Facebook group as ways you can enter to either win a habit hacking call with me, either a spot in the Whole30 Anytime or plant-based Whole30 Anytime course, or a spot in the next round of Self-Transform You beginning April 18th. So if you're like, what is Self-Transform You? Is my signature 4-week program where we really dig in super, super deep to habit strategy. The Habits That Stick Starter Kit is a mini course. It's a bonus course included within STU, which I'm really excited about, where you're able to go through, get some basic habit strategy, and week by week, you build up your own healthy habit plan. So we focus on movement. We focus on food freedom. We focus on what to do when you lose motivation or the season of your life changes. And at the end, you have a plan that's able to stick through all seasons of your life. And you can go through the system over and over again. I've had a couple of STU girls say, hey, you know, I've gone into a new season of life. I'm going through it again, which is great. That's what I want you to be able to come out with, is something to be able to help you get results long-term, not just 4 weeks. So if you're interested in learning more about self-transformation, you can go to selftransformyou.com to learn more. Reserve your spot for April 18th. I only take a few girls every month for the program because we do an individual habit hacking call together, and you get weekly texts and emails from me as well to help you stay accountable. So can't wait to see you in Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp. If you have more questions for me, if you want to get some further motivation from me to your phone, and texting is the best option for you, text me your favorite emoji at 773-904-2157. Okay, that's all the announcements I have for you. Can't wait for Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp to start tomorrow, but let's talk about today's episode. I am so excited to have Melissa Ferrara from the Moms of Peloton Instagram and TikTok account today to talk about finding community in a virtual fitness world. So kind of taking you back a little bit, spinning was the first format that I started teaching. I think it was back in 2017. I went and got, like, it was on a weekend. I drove to Cincinnati and got like a certification in spinning. And I started teaching at just local gyms here in my town. I taught at Cycle Bar for 3 years. If you're ever looking for some fun workout playlists, you can go find my Spotify account. It's just under Emily Nichols 22. If you're looking for some inspirational workout music, there's, I think, over 300 playlists I've created on there, if not more. It's amazing. But spinning was one of my very first loves and like my soulmate workout. And I really, really missed teaching it. The times I was teaching at Cycle Bar just really weren't working out for me anymore. So I decided to leave, and I was trying to pursue becoming a coach at Orange Theory, which I am now. And spoiler alert, we're going to talk about Orange Theory here in a couple weeks with Brooke from Orange Theory Memes. You guys are going to love that conversation too. But I really missed
you know, going on a, spinning on a bike, listening to the music, riding to the beat. And so I got a Peloton over a year ago now, and it's one of my soulmate workouts. And I started, you know, digging deep into the virtual community, and I found Moms of Peloton online. And if you are part of the Facebook community, or you're in, you're one of my my besties in our text group, you know, I love funny memes. It makes my heart so happy. And I'm just such a big fan of Melissa and how she created Moms of Peloton, really in a way to connect people who are working out from home, which a lot of us do now. I've always loved working out from home. I do such a variety with my own personal workouts. You know, obviously I do Orange Theory. I do Peloton. I do Beachbody workouts. I just do fun things I find online or just make up my own workouts as well, because it's good for your body and your mind to kind of shock your system and change it up. But I wanted to share more about the virtual fitness component and how to find community. Because if you're riding your bike or using the Peloton app for running or yoga or, you know, core movement, boot camp, whatever that be, it's the community aspect is something that I think is super important to help you stay motivated. I've joined challenges through Moms of Peloton, through another program that another community that I'm part of where I'm working out my arms a little bit more. It's really, really great. So you're going to love this conversation and feel more motivated to go out and find other ladies that have similar interests as you, which is going to build you up. That was a big part of my transformation 7 years ago. I've talked before about how I joined a running group and didn't even like running so I could find other like-minded women. They're all my best friends now. So let me tell you a little bit about Melissa from Moms of Peloton. So she's a mom, wife, corporate event planner, and Peloton connoisseur for over 7 years. She's like an OG Peloton rider. Like, she was going to the Real Life studio in New York before it, you know, exploded online. She loves spending time with her family, a good late night Target run, and of course, squeezing in time to get those endorphins. So she started as a studio rider for Peloton back in 2019, and you will love following her. Make sure to go follow her on Moms of Peloton, because you're able to see what other folks are doing with the Peloton app and connecting with others, and you can really get a really great sense of how hard it is to show up for yourself, even if you're just walking down to your basement or walk into a workout room or your Peloton's in your room, how hard it is to show up. But when you do the other side of that workout, you're going to feel so amazing. And be able to do that in community with others, I think, is so important. Something I really wanted to highlight during this fitness series. So I can't wait for you to listen to this conversation with Melissa. I actually edited this podcast, listened back to our interview while riding my Peloton, which was super, super fun. So if you are working out right now, riding your Peloton, or doing some type of workout, have open ears, open heart. Let's get into this conversation.
All right, thank you so much again for tuning in to Self Transformed. I'm so excited to continue this fitness series with you. And today I'm talking with Melissa Ferrara of Moms of Peloton. I can't wait to dig into this conversation with you, Melissa. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Emily. I'm super excited to chat with you. Same. Very pumped.
Same here. So I love following you on social media. I love seeing all the other moms like getting their Peloton workouts in for the day. So I can't wait to chat about this a little bit more. But the first question I ask every single guest is, what does the phrase self-transformed mean to you? What comes to mind when you hear that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like self-transformed is a constant ongoing process for an individual. I feel like in our lives, we're constantly becoming a new, how do I put this? There's a new stage of life for us. Mm-hmm. So for example, right now I'm a new mom as of a year. And if I were to rewind 2 years ago, I would have been a newly engaged woman. So I feel like we are constantly evolving into a better version of ourselves. That's how I would describe self-transform.
Totally, totally. Well, we're always going into like some type of new season of our lives, depending on like our family, like how many kids we have, job changes, what's going on in the world, which there's a lot going on the past 2 years. Like, we're always evolving, right? And it's a matter of accepting that change and evolution and just going with the flow with it sometimes too, right?
Right. Definitely. Definitely. Totally. Yeah. I feel like with all of these changes in the world, we're constantly just adapting. And with the stress levels and, like I said, just everything that's going on, we are just moving along and doing our best that we can to be the, you know, the best that we possibly can be.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's different for everybody, that what your best is looks different from like my best and so on, right? Totally. Right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about you. Can you kind of share like your own transformation story, in particular, how you came to Moms of Peloton and how that has kind of had a role in your own transformation?
Sure. Definitely. So I'm going to go way back to elementary school, because I feel as though my transformation has been a unique journey, if you will. When I was younger, I really had this personality where I felt as though I didn't fit in. I was very outgoing, but insecure, and always felt like there wasn't a real fit for me in any of my friend groups or even in school. I always had this inner fire that wanted me to really show my personality more, but I never felt like I could. And that kind of evolved. I still felt that way up until college. And then in my 20s, I kind of felt like, you know what? Screw all of that. I need to be myself. I have a really fun sense of humor. I'm very bubbly. But a lot of people still told me that I was too much or a lot or alpha female, all of these words that really got to me inside. So I never fully let my creativity or humor kind of run wild. Fast forward to the pandemic, where I was pregnant, and I just had this new outlook on life. And I really felt like, you know what, like, if I can't be my true self around my daughter, then what's the point of, you know, teaching her life values if I can't be my own true self? So I was just really sitting at home in quarantine bored. And I thought to myself, you know what? I love Peloton. I have so many funny jokes about Peloton. Why not create a community of mothers and women? And there's even a few men that are on the account, to create this sense of community, to all laugh and just take a seat back from everything that's going on in the world and communicate and cheer each other on through social media. And it's evolved into a really great place where people can feel comfortable and validated, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah. What a beautiful story. I mean, leaning into who you're supposed to be, and just something as simple as starting like an Instagram account to really just show like your humor. Like, I laugh so much all the time. Like, memes are like my love language. Yeah. Like, if no one has like a text group, like sending memes like to each other, you're not right. Living your best right. life.
Totally agree. Yes.
Oh my definitely. Gosh. I love that so much. And how beautiful. Cause I've talked to a lot of women who have had major transformations during like the pandemic. You were kind of reevaluating like, okay, who am I? How do I want to live my best life? What is worth it to me or not worth it to me? And like just taking that step and that action to like just create something to show who you are. It's kind of scary. Although it's a simple step, it's kind of scary at times too, right?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, with my husband, I feel as though he's always supported me, and he's always known my true inner theater kid, you know, very unique, outgoing personality. So for him, I think he was also proud of me to kind of show the world who the real Melissa is. And also create community. So it was just such a win-win for me, especially with Peloton. I've been doing Peloton since 2015. I was mostly an in-studio rider. I worked 3 blocks from the studio. Mm-hmm. So for me, I've always loved Peloton, and I have loved everything that the instructors have said. I consider Robin Arzon my therapist that I don't pay for. You know, I just really, really love the brand. So for it all to come together, along with my self-transformation, has I'm just so thankful.
That's so cool. Well, and the biggest common denominator I've seen amongst all the ladies I've had come on for this fitness series is community and having that connection to other folks. And that is the beautiful thing about social media sometimes, where you're able to connect with someone else, like across the country or even across the world, to be like, Oh my gosh, I just took Robin's heart class. Like, she was wearing double yellow today. Like, yeah. I was in trouble. Like, girl, we conquered it. Like, we did it. And like, sometimes there's tears on the bike. Sometimes I feel like it's a spiritual experience. And to be able to share that with someone else, even just via social media, that's amazing.
Oh, the community is incredible. It really is. We did our first challenge in January of 2022, and it was 6 classes. They were each 10 minutes long. And I just threw it out there. I had no idea who would join. Maybe it would just be my closest girlfriends that have a Peloton. I had no idea. The turnout was amazing. We had over 300 people on the ride. We started off with the Cody Britney Spears warm-up, and I was in full tears because I just couldn't believe that all of these people from all over the world, like you said, Canada, UK, there's a few people in Spain, Australia, just all over East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. And they were all there to cheer each other on because there were some folks that said, I've never even done 60 minutes. There's no way that I can do this. But then with the power of the bike and the technology, high-fiving everybody, people got through it. And if you talk about a 60 minutes, oh, you know, to somebody else who doesn't have the bike, they might not realize how hard it is to get through 60 minutes of riding. But to have the power of these people who I've never even met, who most haven't met each other, and just continue to cheer each other on. There's just something so beautiful behind it. And like I said, I was in full tears, just so happy that we were all able to come together. And now we're going to do it every month. So April's our next challenge.
That's awesome. So you do a challenge every month to like complete so many classes, or like, here's the challenges we're going to do. And everyone shows up together, I guess, assuming under like a hashtag together.
Yeah. So we do, it's the same format. So it's 6 classes. They're each 10 minutes long, and there's a different instructor each time. And, for each class. So you're switching classes and you're moving along, and you only get 10 minutes with each instructor. So we do it on the first Sunday of every month, and we ride under 2 different hashtags, whichever you relate to more, hashtag Mom's Peloton or hashtag Cardio Bradshaw, a little play on Carrie Bradshaw.
Love that.
With the whole Sex and the City nonsense, kind of making a little dig at that whole Mr. Big saga.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Yeah.
I love that so much. That was so great you created the challenge, because it's one thing just to have an account and post funny memes and like reshare people's stories, but to have, I know I've done live rides before too with other groups of women, and my watts always drive up. Like, I'm like sweating more and like more out of breath, and I'm like trying to high five everybody. Like, there's nothing like it.
There is nothing like it. And that's the thing. I feel as though folks that don't have the bike or the app have a really hard time grasping that feeling of community and sense of, like I said, validation of like, okay, wow. Like, oh my gosh, Emily, you hit however many rides. I know how hard that is. Mm-hmm. Amazing job. And cheering each other on and seeing those milestones. Or if somebody messages me and tells me that they hit their personal record, their PR, I'm so thrilled for them because I know how much work it goes into that. And really, truly, you could be doing so many other things other than riding a bike that people say goes nowhere. But in fact, like, you're really creating something so special for yourself and for the community on the bike.
Absolutely. Well, and just being a mom, just to like, you know, walk down to your basement or walk upstairs to your wherever your bike is, and to take 20, 30, even 60 minutes to yourself is a big deal.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. It's, you have to do it. And I love Robin. I know I always talk about Robin, but, her being a mom really resonates with me because she says it all the time. Like, you need to focus on yourself, give yourself those 10 minutes so that you can give more back to your family and back to your friends and back to your job. You need that time to carve out, you know, just like you said, 10, 20 minutes for yourself, for endorphins, to make yourself feel better. It's just so important. And it is hard with kids. It really is.
It's hard. That is the beauty of working out from home, though, that you don't have to like physically go anywhere. Like, usually my dogs are in the room, or if my kids are at home, they're popping in or out. Like, my 14-year-old son's like, I think I want a pair of shoes now. Right. And I'm like, I know some instructors I know you would really like vibe with or whatnot.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, setting a good example, because kiddos are watching too, for sure.
Oh, it's so true. When I first had my daughter, I met this woman, her name is Shannon, on Instagram, never met her in my life. And she had a daughter a week before me. And she was like, oh my gosh, like we should just ride together because since we're both home. Mm-hmm. So I used to carry her swing and Shannon would do the same. Shannon's in North Carolina. We would both carry the swing into the room with us, have our babies there just for 20 minutes or a half an hour and be able to relate on postpartum anxiety, worries about our babies, how we feel in our new bodies. And all of those things it's like mind blowing. And I still talk to her every day. But yeah, having that time to really do something for yourself is just key.
Hey gang, cutting into this conversation real quick to share our amazing partner, Athletic Greens. So I started taking their AG1 because I wanted to optimize my health even more, but I was having a hard time making the habit of taking so many supplements. And as we talk about here all the time, if you aren't enjoying a habit, then simplify it. And AG1 was the answer for me. It's seriously like 9 health products in one. So AG1 has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, just all the things. And what I really like about AG1 is that it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, it can fit your lifestyle. And I love that it contains less than 1 gram of sugar and still tastes amazing. It tastes super fresh and not earthy like other nutritional drinks I've tried in the past. So drinking AG1 every day has been a major keystone habit in my health. I have stacked it onto my already established morning habits consistently over the past month, and it has helped me so much with my energy levels. It's helped with my recovery from my workouts and even my digestion. It's so much easier than trying to take a bunch of supplements. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's seriously it. So if you're wanting to give this super simple, convenient daily nutrition a try, Athletic Greens has made this very simple for you. They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs, which I never travel without now myself, with your first purchase of AG1. And y'all, it comes in the cutest canister to store your powder in and a bottle to easily measure out your water with a scoop. You'll love it. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/selftransformed. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/selftransformed to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I can't wait to hear how you love your AG1 too. Let's get back to the show.
That's so cool. I mean, as someone you would have never met and you guys were like in such a similar time in your lives, and just, I know I wish I really could have had that when my kids were little, because I think sometimes being a new mom, it's very polarizing and you're very just in the thick of it, and being able to have that accountability partner and someone to be like, girl, you got this, or like, I feel the same way. Like, it helps you to keep that momentum going.
It really does. It really does. Because it's easy to say like, oh, look at the bike. Oh no. And you know, I've seen jokes about the bike being a clothes hanger.
Oh yeah. Or like putting all your laundry on it. Yeah,
exactly. But to have an accountability partner, I think that Peloton does a great job with, whether it's in the Moms of Peloton community or in a Facebook group online, mm-hmm. There's Peloton groups for everything.
Oh my gosh. I'm a part of this one. I think it's called Hardcore on the Floor. And like, they're starting like a 2-day like arm challenge. And I'm like, oh, I need to do that too.
Oh my gosh. The 2-day arm challenge. I've been doing it. Let me tell you, it's amazing.
Are you like having a hard time lifting your arms?
I know. She is incredible. She's fantastic. Highly recommend that. But yeah, there's so many different groups on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you are from a specific region in the States, or if you're interested in luxury items, there's a luxury item Peloton group, or, you know, there's just so many different places that you can come together and feel welcomed and feel like, oh man, they're Peloton Horse Club. There's just something for everybody. That's all under this bike and tread and app that really go absolutely nowhere, which is comical.
Yeah, because it does like take you places. It's giving you that momentum to like try other hard things. I mean, because like you said, completing like a 60-minute class, number one, to take the time to do that. Number two, to actually do it, you leave feeling like a badass and like super empowered. You're like, okay, I can handle other hard things in my life because I'm building that mental endurance too, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. And constantly challenging yourself too. It's so easy to get into the everyday where every day looks the same and you're taking care of your kids and taking care of yourself a little bit, but to really switch it up and to have a challenge. Like for me, I'm type A. I like goals. I like new things all the time. So my one way to do that is through Peloton and to constantly be challenging myself. And they have great programs too, that are very helpful for folks to get into. Like Emma has a core program that you can enlist in, the Tune Day Arm Challenge through the Facebook Hardcore group, mm-hmm. stuff like that, which is so important to, you know, challenge yourself.
Yeah. Well, for anyone listening, and if you're like, okay, everyone knows about Peloton, but it's more than just the bike, you know, there's the treadmill, there's so many different strength classes, there's yoga on the app, there's outdoor running intervals, which I really like, or even just power walking too, because sometimes I'll get in the zone and just like strolling along with my dog, which I really like to use too. Right. So, but my first love, when I first started getting into teaching group fitness, my first love was cycling. I started teaching like spinning classes, like at a local studio here in Indiana where I live. I taught at Cycle Bar for a few years as well too. So like on the bike for me, it's like one of my soulmate workouts. You know what I mean? Like it's mm-hmm. such joyful movement for me. So what's your favorite thing to do with the Peloton app?
Oh gosh. You know, I feel like I go in waves of certain things. So right now I'm totally with you on the outdoor workouts because this winter has been so long. So anytime it turns 40 degrees, I am outside. Yes. And I love a great Maddie walk run, Jess Sims walk run. I love any of those. I also love barre. And I did a survey the other day and I wanted to see how many folks like boot camps and strengths and barre. Barre really didn't get that many folks opting into it. But I personally feel just so refreshed and not exhausted. Sometimes mm-hmm. with a strength training workout, I'll feel exhausted. So I would say barre and the outdoor workouts and also the meditations I've never tried until a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Which have been huge. And I didn't realize how many people do them. So I'm like really trying to get onto that and do a meditation every night before bed, because I think it's helpful.
Well, you can just, that's better to open up your app and do that versus like scrolling. I mean, like TikTok and Instagram has figured me out. Like on TikTok, all it is funny, like dog videos and like Peloton instructors, like funny memes. Like that's right. All it is on TikTok. So I'm all about that. Like, oh, look at that cute dog. And oh, look what they did to Cody. That's so funny.
Right.
But what a great way to end your day and use that app to do that. And, you know, a lot of times I stack workouts, like I'll do a ride and then I'll do like a core workout at the end, which is super fun. So there's quite a variety and there's for all levels too, which I love.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I, again, like I had no idea that people were utilizing the meditation. I just thought, oh, maybe like here or there people are using it. And then one day I said, okay, guys, I'm really struggling with sleep. I've had a crazy few months in 2022. I need to calm this body down. So give me some recommendations. I couldn't even believe it. It was just pages after pages after pages of people utilizing this, which again, in this day and age, mindfulness is so important. So I'm so happy that people are utilizing that portion of the app too, beyond the cardio and the fun strength. And I think they're going to continue to grow too. So it's just, the options are endless, thankfully.
Amazing. And I need to utilize that more too. I've maybe done it once or twice. And the times I've done it, I've been like, oh, I feel great.
I know. There's great. And I also would recommend taking a Cody meditation because it's hysterical trying to listen to him do meditation.
No.
Oh, it's so, it makes me giggle. I can't focus. It's like, it's.
But then you feel like happy afterwards. Like, right. Well, and it's funny how you get to know instructors and like some mornings I'm like, I need like an Alex ride. I need my butt to be kicked, or I need a Robin ride. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I don't want like a butt kicking Robin ride. I want like an inspirational, like fun ride, or I just want like a fun pop ride with lots of little one-liners from Cody. That's what I'm craving today. And once you get to know the instructors, you kind of get a feel for what you're in the mood for that day. You can kind of pick and choose that way.
Totally. And that's the beauty behind it. It's like, you can have, Jen Sherman singing at the top of her lungs, cursing, where I'm like, yes, okay, I needed this like feeling of me being out with my girlfriend at a karaoke bar.
Yes.
Switch it up to Alex, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is like intense, like we're gonna get down and dirty. And then with the Cody, I just took a Cody 20-minute 2000s ride, and I think my output was like nothing because I was just dancing the entire time.
Oh my gosh.
And laughing my ass off. Yeah, exactly. So it's just great. You just pick and choose what you're in the mood for, and whatever satisfies your appetite, you just go for it. And I think it's also great that, you know, in the community, people are like, okay, you should really try X, Y, and Z instructor. Like Daniel is the new hot and strength instructor. People love Daniel, love him. So it's like, okay, I normally would never take a strength class like that. I just wouldn't. And here I am listening to this jolly Irishman tell me to put my shoulders in my ass pockets. So
I took his M&M ride like when they debuted, and because I had never taken a class with him at all. And I was like, I freaking love him.
Oh
my
gosh.
Really nervous because I was like, well, you get your set of instructors that you keep. Yeah. It's good to change it up like that, though. So good.
Oh, totally. Totally good.
Well, I think what this all comes down to is finding some type of joyful movement, and Peloton makes that really easy to do that. And also that plugging into some type of community, because, you know, a lot of us can get stuck in, you know, the mundane every day. I'm working, I'm taking care of my kids, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to make time for myself. But you make it really easy to connect with other moms that have a love for Peloton and encouraging each other to try new things, to push themselves harder. And I love the challenges you schedule with everyone every month. I'm gonna have to get on your one for April. I think so.
Yeah.
I gotta get that on my calendar. I gotta schedule it though, or else I won't do it.
No, definitely. And it's also like, I always tell people, message me if you have questions, because I've been kind of an OG. It's like, okay, like I know what's the best way to do X, Y, and Z. And I always say that, I'm like, listen, no question is too silly, because I've been to a few of the other cycling studios in New York where I felt intimidated, and that younger girl in me where I'm insecure just doesn't feel right. Yeah. And I just feel like, oh gosh, like I just need this to be over with because I don't feel good. I want everyone to enjoy Peloton just like I do. So it's like, okay, feel comfortable. You don't know how to stack? I got you, girl. Don't worry. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, listen, if your output isn't that high, don't worry. You're going to get to, every single day is just, you're boosting yourself up and getting stronger. So I just love that community aspect part of it too.
Yeah. So. It's a less intimidating thing. I mean, it's very intimidating to be like, I'm going to physically go somewhere, take a class I've never taken before. And if there's like really like, you know, super, super fit people, or, you know, I just turned 40 this year. So sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm 40 now. And like, look how young they are. And it's like, it's super intimidating, but I don't feel that way being able to ride on my bike by myself with my dogs in the room, but still being able to connect with all the amazing moms online. Like,
oh, totally. I gained 65 pounds my pregnancy. None of my workout clothes fit. I would never have stepped foot in a gym, just the way that I felt. I just was not comfortable, and nothing fit me. I didn't have any clothes, and the pandemic happened, and just being able to, I was riding in my pajamas and I didn't even care. I'm like, I'm riding my pajamas. I'm having a blast. I'm getting a great workout in. So there's something to be said about that too. Really.
You're showing up, just showing up. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you took the words right out of my mouth. Cause when you mentioned you had been like, doing Peloton since 2015, I was like, oh, she's like an OG writer. Like, what was it like writing in real life? I know they're getting ready to come back to in studio classes, right?
Yeah, they are. You know what? It's so interesting because so many people bought the bike during the pandemic. Yeah. So they don't know. I mean, you could take older classes and kind of see the studio feel, but to go to a class and to ride on your bike is two totally different experiences. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was the opposite because I was always so used to in studio rides. So the in studio rides, it's going to be interesting because there's so many instructors that came on board after the studio closed.
Yeah.
So For example, Callie, she's new. Mm-hmm. She's on the bike. She hasn't had any folks in the studio. I feel as though right now they're teaching and really being able to focus. Whereas if you watch the older classes, you'll see Robin yell at people for their phones out, and you'll hear Alex say like great form and whatnot. So I think it's going to be a very interesting change for everybody to really adjust to that. I personally think that the instructors do better without an audience in studio riders. Audience, what am I saying? I'm like, Cody's performing, which he is, but
he kind of is, yeah.
He really is. But in studio riders, it's gonna really change up the dynamic, and the instructors are gonna have to get used to that too, because it's mm-hmm. just such a change. But if anybody has a chance to come to New York or London and really ride in the studio, it's an experience. It's just so much fun to be able to see them and to feel that energy yeah. and to have that experience. And, you know, I was explaining on Mom's Peloton that like the entire process is just so seamless. And now they have a new studio, which is even larger than the one on 23rd Street that they had, but all the products are fabulous. It's like going to the spa, you know,
it's an experience.
It's a true experience. And when I used to go, Robin would be in the bathroom, like mm-hmm. washing her hands next to me. You know, it's a totally different world now. So it's going to be even more fabulous and just an amazing experience. So if people, you know, if you can come and take one of the classes, I highly recommend it, because it's going to be a true treat.
Oh my gosh, I need to get to New York ASAP.
And if you do, let me know, because I'm
oh my right gosh, we can totally go ride together. I would love that. Oh my gosh. So fun.
I know.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for this conversation. I mean, thank you for sharing your heart and love for Peloton, and thank you for creating Moms of Peloton. Where can everyone connect with you online?
Yeah. So feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Moms of Peloton, or I have a TikTok as well at Moms of Peloton, and happy to help. If anyone has questions or needs tips for the bike or wants to join a challenge, you know where to find me.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for building this community. And thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. I'm sure a lot of ladies are listening today like, yes, girl, Peloton, yes. Or some people maybe have been interested, and maybe you have given them an avenue to explore a little bit more joyful movement for them as well. So thank you so much.
Definitely. Thank you, Emily. It's been a joy.
Melissa, I am so glad we connected. You make my heart smile. I'm smiling while talking about you, because I think you have such a big heart. I love your sense of humor and the community that you built. I know it's a big part of your heart, so I appreciate you sharing that with us today on the podcast. Well, gang, you know I always share my three biggest takeaways from every interview with my guests, in case you were zoning out, or your kids were talking to you, or maybe you were going up a really heavy hill climb with Robin while listening to this. So let's share my three biggest takeaways, the cliff notes, if you will, of this conversation with Melissa from Moms of Peloton. So number one, finding others with similar interests is going to help you stay accountable. You are going to show up for classes. You know, I do some consulting work for the Indianapolis Moms blog here in town, and there's a big group of us that like to say, hey, we're going to do the live ride at noon on Sunday, and we try to join together. And I tell you what, like I mentioned in this episode, if I am in a live ride and I know other people are there that are my friends, I am working even harder. But, you're building up that community and connection, which we need so much right now. So I would definitely recommend finding some type of community. You know, as much as we don't want to be tied down to social media on our phones, there is beauty in it, in finding others in, you know, locally across the United States, the world, that you are able to connect with, to be like, yes, I just did something really hard together through, you know, a Peloton ride, a run, yoga, boot camp, whatever. And having that accountability piece is going to help you keep showing up, because you want to be able to show up for others as well, which is amazing. But when you find others with similar interests, that's just pure, pure connection right there. Number two, taking time for yourself is a big deal. It is such a big deal. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, actually, you know, sometimes walking upstairs and getting on my Peloton is sometimes really hard for me versus getting in my car and driving to take like an Orange Theory class, or even just walking outside.
So taking is actually showing up is a big deal, and you should celebrate that for yourself. And knowing that when you do the hard things, like doing more hard things, helps you build up not only that mental endurance, but also mental strength to try more and more hard things. So fitness is actually a really great way to help pick up your mood. And like we talked about, what's really great about Pelotons, there's so many different workouts outside of the bike as well. You'll find your instructors that you love and pick up based on, you know, your attitude or your feeling you are looking for each day. And I never feel bad after a workout, and I'm sure you don't either. So take the time to show up for yourself and know on the other side, you are going to feel so much better because of it. And then lastly, change it up. Change it up. Maybe you've been doing the same workouts forever and ever and ever. Amen, right? That's okay to change it up. Like I said, I'm an Orange Theory coach. I love Peloton. I love Beachbody workouts. I love just walking. You know, I haven't ran in a long time, but I want to start running again because I'm a fair weather runner and it's hopefully going to get warmer here in the Midwest. It's good to change it up. It's good to step out of your norm, trying different things. And if you're looking to do a variety of workouts, Peloton may be a really great option for you because it's more than just the bike. So many different options. I know I'm going to do more of those nighttime meditations coming up soon, especially with my boo Cody. That sounds super fun, like Melissa mentioned. So Melissa, again, thank you so much for this conversation. I loved connecting with you. I love your heart. Y'all make sure to go give her a follow at Moms of Peloton to give yourself a good laugh and see others that are connecting through riding a bike that goes nowhere, like she mentioned. I love that so much. So gang, just a reminder, Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp starts tomorrow, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. I can't wait to see you in this free workshop. Make sure to join the community. It's linked in the show notes for you, bit.ly/self-transformed-fam. That way you can come over and see the bonus entries you can get to enter to win one of those three giveaway prizes. Or if you catch me on Instagram, that's great too. Those bonus entries are only going to happen in the Facebook community though, okay? If you have questions about Self-Transform You starting April 18th, I'm always, always here to answer your questions. So send me a message on Instagram at EmilyNichols22, DM me, my email, all the things, send a white flag, whatever you got to do, smoke signals. I will be here to help you find a way to create sustainable, healthy habits in your life that will help transform you inside out. Love it so much. All right, gang, thank you so much for this conversation. Make sure to tune in later this week for Habit Hack Thursday. I'll be doing a little bit of a recap of Habit Hack Thursday, or I'm sorry, of Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp, but I'll also be sharing a little bit more Self-Transform You alumni testimonials with you. All right, gang, I will see you later this week and in Habit Breakthrough Bootcamp. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you love today's show and know your girlfriends need to hear this message too, then grab a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at EmilyNichols22, because the more mamas out there hearing this message, the more empowered we'll all feel to take care of ourselves so we can pour from a full cup. Or the number one way you can thank me for this podcast is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way, more mamas will find the show here too. Love you and appreciate you, girlfriends. See you next time.